Peace. Peace is a global sense of serenity and ease, with no need to struggle with anything. You may be aware of dangers or challenges, but no fleeing or fighting is present in your mind, no fear or anger. Feeling at peace inside, you are peaceable with others. Here is the heel practice for the experience of peace. For this guided practice, as with all the other guided practices in this audiobook, be in a comfortable place and don't be driving. Have. Notice any sense of peace already present in your body or mind. Awareness itself is peaceful, as is the rhythm of breathing, the effortless appearance of sights, and the reassuring stability of a chair or table. Also, create peacefulness by bringing to mind anything that helps you feel calm, undisturbed, or tranquil. Perhaps an image of a baby sleeping, the sound of waves on a warm beach, the felt remembrance of a time you were completely at peace, or a sense of the untroubled vastness of the universe. You could also activate a sense of peace by drawing on one or more of the key experiences I've discussed in this section on safety, such as relaxation or feeling all right right now. Enrich. Once you find a sense of peace, open to it, give over to it, and let it fill your heart. Help the feeling of peace be as strong and lasting as possible. Explore the nuances of related feelings such as calm, tranquility, ease, and serenity. Be wholly at peace. If you like, meditate on peace. Let it be your object of attention and absorption. Embody peace in how you walk, gaze at others, reach for objects, and speak. Absorb. Sense that peace is sinking into you as you sink into it, becoming a part of you. Feel yourself peacefully breathing, breathing peace, being peace. There's no basis for any kind of resistance toward anything inside you or out in the world. Link. Be mindful of peace in the foreground of awareness, as well as any kind of unease in the background. Sense peace radiating outward in waves, connecting with and soothing and quieting whatever is unsettled. Peace is sinking into young parts of you that felt frightened or angry. Then, when you want, let go of any negative material and just stay with peace. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as a sense of peace, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of feeling uneasy. Satisfaction. When you experience satisfaction, your approaching rewards system enters its responsive setting. You can build up both your capacity to be satisfied and your sense of feeling satisfied by regularly taking in pleasure, gratitude and gladness, positive emotion, accomplishment and agency, enthusiasm, the fullness of this moment, and contentment. If you do this regularly, both in everyday life and in the guided practices that follow, you'll feel increasingly thankful, fulfilled, and successful instead of disappointed, sad, frustrated, or driven. You'll feel already full, with no reason to chase after or grab on to pleasant experiences. Pleasure. Enjoying the taste of toasted raisin bread or the humor in a cartoon may not seem like much, but simple pleasures like these ease emotional upsets, lift your mood, and enrich your life. They also provide health benefits by releasing endorphins and natural opioids that shift you out of stressful, draining, reactive states and into happier, responsive ones. As a bonus, some pleasures, such as dancing, sex, your team winning a game of pickup basketball, or laughing with friends, come with energizing feelings of vitality or passion that enhance long-term health. Opportunities for pleasure are all around you, especially if you include things like the rainbow glitter of the tiny grains of sand in a sidewalk, the sound of water falling into a tub, the sense of connection in talking with a friend, or the reassurance that comes from the stove working when you need to make dinner. Your brain tries to hold on to things that are pleasant, but this actually feels stressful, since experiences are inherently fleeting and insubstantial. In this practice, you get the best of both worlds. You enjoy pleasures without holding on to them, which actually heightens the pleasure. Plus, you'll be learning how to let pleasant experiences flow through your mind without any reactive grasping after them.